My name is Ray Kemp, and I'm going to share a teaching with you called Hell's Best Kept Secret.
Abdi Ray Kemp perbaris ngajarkan anu judulna rahasia neraka anu hade-hade disimpenna.
In the late 70s, God opened an itinerant ministry to me.
In akhir 70-an, Gusti muka pelayanan nguriling.
As I began to travel, I found to my horror,
Tumejung manggi pika keungeun,
that up to 80% of those making a decision for Christ were falling away from the faith.
Leuwih 80% nu percaya Yesus ngajauhan imana.
Let me bring it up to date for you. In 1991, a major denomination,
tahun 1881, denominasi nu gede,
was able to obtain 294,000 decisions for Christ.
Aya 284,000 nu percaya ka Kristus.
In it, they could only find 14,000 in fellowship.
Tapi ngan manggi 14,000 jalma.
In other words,
omonganana,
they couldn't account for 280,000 of their decisions.
Kebisaan ngitung 284,000 jalma anu percaya.
This is normal modern evangelical results.
Ya hasil penginjilan anu normal di zaman modern.
I discovered this way back in the 70s.
Tepangina dina tahun 1870-an.
So I made it a matter of prayer and began to study the gospel proclamations.
Ya jadi pokok doa tuluy diajar kumaha ngawarkeun Injil.
Of men like Charles Spurgeon, John Wesley.
Lalakina Charles Spurgeon, John Wesley.
And others that God greatly used down through the ages.
And
I found they used a principle which is almost entirely neglected by modern evangelism.
Prinsipna dibaikeun ku penginjilan modern.
The Bible says that the law of the Lord is perfect.
Kitab suci nyeritakeun yen Taurat Gusti teh sampurna.
Converting the soul.
Nyegerkeun jiwa.
To illustrate the function of God's law, let's look for a moment at civil law.
Pernyontokkeun hukum Allah, hayu tempo, hukum umum.
Imagine if I said to you,
takeun upami abdi ka saderek,
I've got some good news for you.
Abdi gaduh wartos sae ka ngosaderek.
Someone has just paid a $25,000 speeding fine on your behalf.
Aya anu mangmayarkeun denda $25,000 lantaran kagancangan teuing.
You'd probably react by saying, that's not good news.
Ya saya, ah, ieu mah lain wartos sae.
Doesn't make sense.
Ieu kaharti.
I don't have a $25,000 speeding fine.
Abdi teu kena denda lantaran kitu.
My good news wouldn't be good news too, it'd be foolishness.
Wartos sae abdi, sanes kanggo saderek bodo pisan.
But more than that, it would be offensive to you.
Tapi leuwih ti kitu ieu baris nyerang saderek.
Because I'm insinuating you've broken the law when you don't think you have.
Kusindiran kitu saderek terus mikir tengakukeun kitu.
But if I put it this way, it may make more sense.
Cara kieu teh leuwih ka harti.
On your way to this meeting,
waktu saderek ka tempat riungan,
the police,
polisi,
the law,
hakim,
clocked you at going 55 miles an hour.
Gancangna mobil saderek 55 mil per jam.
Through an area set aside for a blind children's convention.
Dan aja dihususkan pikeun riungan barudak anu lolong.
There were 10 clear warning signs.
Aya 10 tanda-tanda anu jelas.
Stating that 15 miles an hour was the maximum speed.
15 mil per jam eta gancangna anu maksimum.
But you went straight through at 55 miles an hour.
Tapi saderek teu ngaganggu, teu ngagugu.
What he did was extremely dangerous.
Nu dilakukeun teh bahaya.
There's a $25,000 fine.
Dendana $25,000.
The law was about to take its course.
Hukum kudu tegak.
When someone you don't even know,
seorang nu saderek teu wawuh,
stepped in and paid the fine for you.
Asup terus mangmayarkeun dendaan.
You are very fortunate.
Ngarasa untung lain.
Can you see that telling you what you've done wrong first?
Kunyaritakeun heula kasalahanana.
Actually makes the good news.
Sabenerna mah eta teh wartos sae.
If someone paying the fine for you makes sense.
Ku kajadian kieu jadi kaharti.
If I don't clearly bring instruction, you've violated the law.
Tapi lamun teu ngaku.
then the good news will seem foolishness.
Kartos saya teh jadi kebodohan tembokna.
And offensive.
Jeung nyerang.
But if I clearly bring instruction, you violated the law.
Mun dituduhkeun saderek ngalanggar hukum.
Then that good news will become good news indeed.
Warto saya teh baris jadi warto saya anu leres.
Now in the same way,
ieu aya cara anu sami.
If I approach an impenitent sinner,
ngadeukeutan nu boga dosa kurang ajar,
someone whose understanding is darkened,
mun pikiranana poek,
and say Jesus Christ died on the cross for you,
harita Yesus Kristus pupus dekai palang keur saderek,
it'll be foolishness to him,
keukeurna mah hiji hal nu bodoh,
and offensive to him.
Terus nyerang.
Foolishness because it won't make sense.
Bodoh teh lantaran teu ngerti.
The Bible says that.
Di kitab suci.
It says the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness.
Bah nyaritakeun salib ka nu rek binasa eta teh kabodohan.
And it'll be offensive to him.
Terus nyerang.
Because I'm insinuating he's a sinner.
Geus sinieuran yen manehna teh loba dosa.
When he doesn't think he is.
Teu kapikir ku manehna.
As far as he's concerned, there's a lot of people worse than him.
Batu, roba batu roge, jahat.
But if I follow in the footsteps of Jesus,
Yesus,
it may make more sense.
Kardi.
If I take the time to open up the divine law,
mun aya waktu muka hukum ilahi,
to open up the Ten Commandments,
muka 10 hukum,
and show the sinner precisely what he's done wrong,
nudukeun dosa nu pas kasalahanana.
Then when he becomes, as James says,
terus manehna jadi saperti cik Yakobus,
convinced of the law as a transgressor,
yakin kana hukum pikeun anu ngarasa dosa,
the good news will not be foolishness,
warto sae moal jadi kebodohan,
it will not be offensive,
moal nyerang,
it will be the power of God unto salvation,
ka jadi kawasa Allah dina kasalametan.
Now with those few thoughts in mind,
ku pikiran anu samodel kieu,
by way of introduction,
kumerenyahona,
let's look at Romans 3 verse 19.
Baca dina Roma 3 ayat 18.
We're looking at God's word.
Urang keur netep dawuhan Gusti.
To see what it says about the law.
Hayang nyaon-naon hukum teh.
In Romans 3 verse 19.
Dina Roma 3 ayat 18.
Now we know that whatsoever things the law says,
naon bae anu ditulis dina kitab Taurat,
it says them who are under the law,
ikemaranehna anu hirupna dina hukum Taurat,
that every mouth may be stopped,
supaya teu ngomong,
and all the world,
di sadunya,
not just the Jews,
rain di Yahudi bae,
but all the world,
di sakuliah dunya,
might become guilty before God,
aya dina pengawasan hukum Allah.
So one function of God's law is to stop sinners' mouths.
Fungsina hukum Allah teh nu boga dosa tong ngomong.
And leave them guilty before God.
Bae ngarasa salah di payunun Allah.
Following verse, Romans 3 verse 20.
Katerusna Roma 3 ayat 20.
Therefore by the deeds of the law,
eueuh hiji oge nu bener,
there shall no flesh be justified in his sight.
Di payunun Allah lantaran ngalakukeun hukum Taurat.
For by the law is the knowledge of sin.
Hukum Taurat jalma nyaho dosa.
So God's law tells us what sin is.
Hukum Allah mere nyaho naon dosa teh.
1 John says sin is transgression of the law.
Yohanes nyaritakeun dosa teh anu ngarempak ka hukum Allah.
Then over somewhat to Romans 7 verse 7.
Baca Roma 7 ayat 7.
Romans 7 verse 7 says,
Kirana Roma 7 ayat 7,
Paul speaking,
Paulus nyarita,
what should we say then?
Lamun kitu, kudu ngomong naon?
Is the law sin?
Nah, hukum Taurat teh dosa.
God forbid.
Henteu, lain kitu.
No, I have not known sin, but by the law.
Kuterang hukum Taurat, jadi nyaho dosa.
Paul says he didn't know what sin was.
Cik Paulus naon dosa teh?
Until the law told him.
Nepi ka hukum Taurat ngajarkeun.
And over in Galatians 3:24.
Dina Galatia 3 ayat 24.
Says these words.
Nyaritakeun.
Galatians 3:24.
Galatia 3 a 24.
Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster.
Hukum Taurat teh panuyun urang.
to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith.
Tapi ka Yesus sumping supaya dianggap bener lantaran iman.
So the law acts as a schoolmaster.
Hukum Taurat teh nunuyun urang.
To bring us to Jesus Christ.
Mawa ka Yesus Kristus.
That we might be justified through faith in His blood.
Tapi ka dianggap bener ku iman dina getihna.
The law doesn't help us.
Hukum mah teu nulungan.
Leaves us helpless.
Ngantep teu bisa usik.
It doesn't justify us.
Teu ngabenerkeun.
Just leaves us guilty before the judgment bar of Almighty God.
Ngantep supaya ngerasa salah di payuneun penghakiman Allah nu maha kuasa.
Now the tragedy of modern evangelism.
Ayeuna tragedi diwawarkeun Injil modern.
Is that around the turn of the century.
Salila panggantian abad ieu.
When it forsook the law.
Waktu hukum Allah teu dipalire.
And its capacity to drive sinners to Christ.
Kapasitasna pikeun ngadorong anu baroga dosa ka Kristus.
Modern evangelism had to find another reason.
Bawaran Injil modern boga alasanana.
For sinners to respond to the gospel.
Nu baroga dosa dina nitenan Injil.
And the issue that modern evangelism chose.
Sarta topikna.
Was the issue of life enhancement.
Ningkatkeun kahirupan.
The gospel degenerated into
ajen Injil geus turun jadi.
Jesus Christ will give you peace.
Yesus Kristus bade masihan katengtreman.
Joy, love and fulfillment.
Sukabunga kanya sarta kasugeman.
Now to illustrate the unscriptural nature.
Sipat nu teu saluyu jeung dawuhan pangeran.
Of this very popular teaching.
Pengajaran nu masur.
I want you to listen very carefully.
Bandungan jeung lenyepan.
Because the essence of what I'm saying pivots on this next story.
Sebab intina nu dicaritakeun teh poros tina carita ieu.
Two men were seated in a plane.
Dua lalaki nu ngarendeng diuk dina kapal udara.
The first is given a parachute.
Nu saurang dibere parasit.
And told to put it on.
Dibere nyaho cara makena.
Because it would improve his flight.
Pikeun ngagancangan kapal udara.
He's a little skeptical at first.
Mimitina mah percaya.
Because he can't see how wearing a parachute in a plane could possibly improve the flight.
Tahu dengartina kudu make parasit meureun keur ngagancangan.
After time he decides to experiment.
Geus kapikir terus rek nyobaan.
And see if the claim's true.
Hayang nyaho bener.
As he puts it on.
Waktu dipake.
He notices the weight upon his shoulders.
Tak-takna ngerasa berat.
And he finds he has difficulty in sitting upright.
Kana jan kumaha oge manehna ngupahan sorangan.
However, he consoles himself.
Yuk oge jadi hese.
The fact he was told the parachute would improve the flight.
Tina geus dibere nyaho parasutna pikeun ngagancangan.
So he decides to give the thing a little time.
Jadi ngadaguan heula.
As he waits.
Nungguan.
He notices that some of the other passengers are laughing at him.
Para panumpang nyaleung seurikeun.
Because he's wearing a parachute in a plane.
Sebab make parasut dina kapal udara.
He begins to feel somewhat humiliated.
Patena ngarasa dihina.
As they begin to point and laugh at him.
Di waktu narunjuk jeung saleuri.
He can stand it no longer.
Teu katahan deui.
He slinks in his seat.
Manehna nangtung.
And straps the parachute.
Ngalan parasutna.
And throws it to the floor.
Terus dibantingkeun ka lantai.
Disillusionment and bitterness fill his heart.
Aneul jeung kaijid minuhna tena.
Because as far as he was concerned, he was told an outright lie.
Ngarasa geus katipu.
The second man is given a parachute.
Lalaki nu kadua oge dibere parasit.
But listen to what he's told.
Tapi ngadengekeun informasi heula.
He's told to put it on.
Dibere nyaho cara makena.
Because at any moment he'd be jumping 25,000 feet out of the plane.
Gimana kudu luncat 25,000 kaki keluar ti kapal udara.
He gratefully puts the parachute on.
Manehna ngaluhunkeun waktu makena.
He doesn't notice the weight upon his shoulders.
Dia mikirkeun nu berat dina pundukna.
Nor that he can't sit upright.
Kana jan teu bisa diuk ajeg.
His mind is consumed with the thought.
Pikiranana pinuh teu make parasut.
Of what would happen to him if he jumped without that parachute.
Kumaha kajadianana lamun luncat kaluar.
Now let's analyze the motive and the result.
Kumaha analisa sarta akibatna.
Of each passenger's experience.
Di pangalaman unggal panumpang.
The first man's motive for putting the parachute on.
Motif lalaki nu mimiti make parasut teh.
Was solely to improve his flight.
Paya gancang lajuna kapal udara.
The result of his experience
hasil pengalaman anak,
was that he was humiliated by the passengers.
Dihina ku para penumpang.
He was disillusioned.
Ngerasa jengkel.
And somewhat embittered against those who gave him the parachute.
Nyeri hati ku numere parasut.
As far as he's concerned,
jek pikiran anak,
it'll be a long time.
Butuh waktu nulila.
Before anyone gets one of those things on his back again.
Kameme ayah numenta parasutna.
The second man put the parachute on.
Laki nu kadua mah make parasut teh.
Solely to escape the jump to come.
Kenyelamatkeun diri.
And because of his knowledge of what would happen to him without it,
mikirkeun nu bakal kajadian mun teu make parasut.
He has a deep-rooted joy and peace in his heart knowing that he's saved from sure death.
Manehna boga katengtreman jeung sukacita dina hatena ngarti diselametkeun tina ajalna.
This knowledge gives him the ability,
pengetahuan mere kasanggupan,
to withstand the mockery of the other passengers.
Keur nguatkeun kuhinaan,
his attitude toward those who gave him the parachute,
kanu mere parasut,
is one of heartfelt gratitude.
Nganuhunkeun.
Now listen to what the modern gospel says.
Naon ku panginjil modern diomongkeun?
It says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Pake Gusti Yesus Kristus.
He'll give you love, joy, peace, fulfillment.
Mantana baris masihan kanya.
And lasting happiness.
Jeung kabagjaan ulanggeng.
So the sinner responds.
Jadi respon nu baroga dosa.
In an experimental fashion.
Iji model cocoba.
Puts on the Savior to see if the claims are true.
Juru selamat kanggo ningali naha klaim-klaim teh bener.
And what does he get?
Meunang naon.
The promised temptation, tribulation, and persecution.
Janji cocoba kasangsaran jeung aniaya.
The other passengers mock him.
Penumpang sajena ngahina.
So what does he do?
Naonu dilakukeun?
He takes off the Lord Jesus Christ.
Manehna ngalepaskeun Gusti Yesus Kristus.
He's offended for the word's sake.
Diserang demi dawuhan Gusti.
He's disillusioned and somewhat embittered.
Manehna keul sarta nyeri hate.
And quite rightly so.
Kuduna kitu.
He was promised peace, joy, love, fulfillment, and lasting happiness.
Dijanjikeun katengtreman sukabunga sarta kabagjaan langgeng.
And all he got was trials and humiliation.
Kasinangan, kasusahan jeung panghina.
His bitterness is directed at those who gave him the so-called good news.
Nyeri hatena dituduhkeun kanu mere wartos eta.
His latter end becomes worse than the first.
Tungtungna jadi leuwih goreng.
Another inoculated and bitter backslider.
Ayeuna jadi nyieunan dosa dinyinyiri jeung kapahitan.
Saints, instead of preaching that Jesus improves the flight, we should be warning the passengers they're going to have to jump out of the plane.
Kuluna urang ngelingan para panumpang yen kudu luncat keluar.
The disappointed a man wants to die.
Ia maksudna manusia teh bakal maut.
And after this, the judgment.
Tanggesna terus dihakimi.
And when a sinner understands the horrific consequences,
munu boga dosa nyaho akibatna sakitu pikasieunana.
But breaking God's law,
mun ngarempak hukum Allah,
then he will flee to the Savior,
anena bakal nangan juru selamat,
solely to escape the wrath that's to come.
Selamat tina amarah nu bakal datang.
And if we're true and faithful witnesses,
urang teh saksina anu bener jeung satya,
that's what we should be preaching.
Ieu nu kuduna dikhotbahkeun,
that there's wrath to come.
Amarah bakal datang.
That God commands all men everywhere to repent.
Gusti merintahkeun sakabeh jalma kudu tobat.
Because he's appointed a day in which he'll judge the world in righteousness.
Menetapkeun hiji poe bakal aya penghakiman.
You see, the issue isn't one of happiness.
Direk terang masalah lain soal kebahagiaan.
It's one of righteousness.
Tapi bebeneran.
Doesn't matter how happy a sinner is.
Sabodoteung bagjaan boga dosa.
How much he's enjoying the pleasures of sin for a season.
Kumaha nikmatna kasenangan dosa keur sausum.
Without the righteousness of Christ.
Mun teu jeung bebeneran Kristus.
He'll perish in the day of wrath.
Bakal binasa dina poean amarah.
Scripture says,
Kebuhan Gusti,
riches profit not on the day of wrath.
Kebengaran taya gunana dina poean amarah.
But righteousness delivers from death.
Tapi bebeneran baris ngabebaskeun tina ajal.
Peace and joy are legitimate fruits of salvation.
Katengtreman sarta kabungahan buahna kaslametan nusa.
But it's not legitimate to use these fruits.
Tapi teu sah ngagunakeun buah eta.
as a draw card for salvation.
Sebagai alat menarik perhatian karena keselamatan.
If we continue to do so,
namun orang ngalakukeun terus kitu,
sinners will respond with an impure motive.
Nu baroga dosa ngabandungan ku motif teu murni.
Lacking repentance.
Kurang tobat.
Now, can you remember why the second passenger had joy and peace?
Nah, panumpang kedua mibanda katentreman jeung kasukabungahan.
Was because he knew that parachute was going to save him from sure death.
Sabunyaun parasut teh nyalametkeun. Jadi nu percaya?
And as a believer, I have joy and peace in believing.
Ku percaya mibanda katentreman dina kasukabungahan.
Because I know that the righteousness of Christ,
kebenaran teh Kristus,
is going to deliver me from the wrath that's to come.
Ngabebaskeun tina amarah.
Now that thought in mind, let's take a close look at an incident on board the plane.
Dina pikiran hayu urang lenyepan anu dina kapal udara teh.
We have a brand new stewardess.
Aya pramugari nu anyar.
He's carrying a tray of boiling hot coffee.
Gerenanggeuy kopi panas.
It's her first day.
Ngamimitian.
So she wants to leave an impression on the passengers.
Ayang mere nu hade ka panumpang.
And she certainly does.
Pangna dilakukeun.
Because as she's walking down the aisle,
berlumpang,
she trips over someone's foot.
Ditajong kana suku panumpang.
And slops that boiling hot coffee.
Kopina tamplok.
All over the lap of our second passenger.
Dinalahunan panumpang sejena.
What's his reaction as that boiling liquid hits his tender flesh?
Kumareaksina nu kabanjur?
Does he go, that's hot?
Nanyarita cai panas?
Oh yeah, he feels the pain.
Tapi ngarasa panas.
But then does he rip the parachute from his shoulders?
Tapi ngalesetkeun parasutna.
Throw it to the floor.
Terus dibantingkeun.
And say the stupid parachute.
Omongna parasut goreng.
No.
Moa.
Why should he?
Nah.
He didn't put the parachute on for a better flight.
Sebab manehna teu make parasut.
He put it on to save him from the jump to come.
Makena ngan keur kasalametan unggul.
If anything, the hot coffee incident.
Naya reaksi saperti kecelakaan kopi panas.
Causes a cling tighter to the parachute.
Manehna beuki kuat nyekel parasut.
And even look forward to the jump.
Malah siap keur luncar.
Now, if you and I have put on the Lord Jesus Christ for the right motive,
lamun urang ngagunakeun Gusti Yesus Kristus nu motifna bener,
to flee from the wrath that's to come,
supaya leupas tina amarah,
when tribulation strikes,
waktu kasangsaraan,
when the flight gets bumpy,
waktu kapal udara tabrakan,
we won't get angry at God,
urang mah amek ka Gusti,
we won't lose that joy and peace,
mah kalengitan katengcerman jeung kagbungahan.
Why should we?
Nah,
we didn't come to Jesus for a happy lifestyle.
Urang ngiring Yesus lain keur neangan hirup senang.
We came to flee from the wrath that's to come.
Urang ngiring supaya bebas tina amarah.
And if anything, tribulation drives the true believer closer to the Savior.
Aya naon bae anu ngadorong pikeun kapercayaan pikeun leuwih ka juru salamet.
Sadly, we have multitudes of professing Christians.
Cadina loba anu ngaku Kristen.
Who lose their joy and peace when the flight gets bumpy.
Tapi kalengitan katengtreman jeung suka bunga.
Why?
Nah.
Because they're the product of modern evangelism.
Lantaran tina hasil penginjilan modern.
And they came lacking repentance without which you cannot be saved.
Maranehna kurang tobat nu kieu moal salamet.
You see, there's no way I'm going to take a cure.
Gaya cara sejen keur nyageurkeun.
Unless I first admit I've got the disease.
Mimiti kudu ngaku boga penyakit.
Why should I take a cure?
Nah, make kudu dicageurkeun.
If I don't believe I've got the disease.
Mun abdi teu percaya boga penyakit.
The law convinces me I'm diseased.
Hukum meyakinkeun yen abdi udur.
So that I'll accept the gospel.
Abdi nampi Injil.
Now, biblical evangelism,
pawaran Injil nurutkeun kitab suci,
is always
calawasna,
law to the proud,
ngarupakeun hukum keur nu sombong,
and grace to the humble,
anugrah keur nu handap asor.
Never will you see Jesus,
caderek can ningali Yesus,
giving the gospel,
masihan Injil,
the cross,
salib,
the grace of our God,
anu berarti Allah,
to a proud, arrogant, self-righteous person.
Sombong mah sok ngabenerkeun sorangan.
Now, with the law, he breaks the hard heart.
Ku hukum ngancurkeun hate nu beungal.
And with the gospel, he heals the broken heart.
Injil mah nyageurkeun nu hatena hancur.
Why?
Nah.
Because he always did those things that pleased the Father.
Mantena salawasna ngakukeun pikasenangan Rama.
God resists the proud.
Gusti teresepeun kanu sombong.
And gives grace to the humble.
Pasian anugrah kanu handap asor.
Everyone who is proud of heart.
Mantena sombong.
Is an abomination to the Lord.
Pikageuleuhan Gusti.
Jesus told us for whom the gospel is for.
Yesus masian terang Injil teh keur saha.
He said the spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Caurna roh Gusti Allah aya di kami.
Because he has appointed me.
Sabab Gusti tos ngurapan kami.
To preach the gospel.
Keun kanu sangsara.
To the poor.
Ngapian kanu raheutatena.
The broken
hearted.
The captives. And the blind.
Kanu di panyara.
Now they are spiritual statements.
Anu pernyataan rohani.
The poor means those who are poor in spirit.
Anu sangsara artina sangsara dina roh.
The broken-hearted are the contrite ones, those that mourn.
Nurut hati artinya nu prihatin.
The captives are those of whom Satan has taken captive.
Tawanan artinya nu ditawan ku iblis.
And the blind are those whom the god of this world has blinded.
Di panjara artinya nu dilolongkeun mata rohanina ku ilah dunya.
Only the sick need a physician.
Nganu gering perlu dokter.
And only those who are convinced of the disease.
Naranina nu yakin ku panyakitna.
Will accept the cure.
Bakal dicagerkeun.
Now Luke 10:25.
Lukas 10 ayat 25.
We see Jesus doing this.
Yesus dilakukeun.
Giving the law to the proud.
Ngahukum kanu sombong.
Now let me paraphrase this somewhat for you.
Abi nyarita deui kanjeun.
In Luke 10:25, a certain lawyer.
Dina Lukas 10 ayat 25 ahli Taurat
stood up and he tempted Jesus.
Nangtung ngadoja Yesus.
Here we have a professing expert in God's law,
hiji pakar profesional hukum Taurat,
standing up,
nangtung,
and tempting the Son of God.
Ngadoja Putra Allah.
He was proud, arrogant and self-righteous.
Manena sombong ngerasa bener sorangan.
So Jesus gave him the law.
Yesus merai hukuman.
He said, "What is written in the law? What is your reading of it?"
Caurna naon anu ditulis dina hukum Taurat geus dibaca.
And he said,
"Manehna ngomong,
you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength."
Jeung asih ka Gusti Allah maneh ku kabeh hate, jiwa, kakuatan sarta kabudi.
He said, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself."
Ugenyario singnya kasasama seperti kadiri sorangan.
And then Jesus said,
"Teras Yesus nyarios,
this do and you shall live."
Reklampakeun, peklampakeun maneh bari sirup.
And then the Bible says,
Kitab Suci oge nyarita,
but he willing to justify himself,
pikeun ngabenerkeun dirina,
said to Jesus,
nyarios ka Yesus,
who is my neighbor?
Saha sasama teh?
The Living Bible brings out more clearly.
Kitab Suci nu hirup nyebrekeun.
The effect of the law on that man.
Kibatna hukum Taurat.
Said the man wanted to justify.
Hayang dianggap bener.
His lack of love for some kinds of people.
Kurang kanyaahna kasabaraha urang. Saha sasama teh?
So he said to Jesus, "Which neighbors?"
Numatak naroskeun ka Yesus.
See, he didn't mind Jews.
Teu nanaon jeung urang Yahudi.
But he didn't like Samaritans.
Tapi teresep ka urang Samaria.
So Jesus told him the story.
Yesus nyarioskeun hiji sarios.
Of what we call.
Tos apa?
The good Samaritan.
Urang Samaria nu nyahan.
Who was not good at all.
Teu sakabehna hade.
When he loved his neighbors himself.
Dina waktu mikanya sasama saperti kadirina.
He merely obeyed the basic requirements of God's law.
Manehna taat kana syarat hukum Taurat.
And the effect of the essence of the law,
akibat ti inti hukum teh,
the spirituality of the law,
rohani ti hukum tadi,
of what the law demanded in truth,
nutup sungutna,
was that it stopped that man's mouth.
Nu dipenta ku Gusti dina bebeneran,
He didn't say another word. Because he didn't love his neighbor to that degree. Remember, the law was given to stop every mouth.
Hukum dibikin pikeun nutup kanunga romong.
And leave the whole world guilty before God.
Dan kasalahan sakuliah dunia di payunan Allah.
We see a similar thing in Luke 18 verse 18.
Terwajeng dina Lukas 18 ayat 18.
We won't turn to it for the sake of time.
Mal dibaca aya waktuna.
But the rich young ruler said he had kept the commandments.
Hiji pamimpin beunghar nyarita abdi mah geus ngalampakeun sakabeh parentah.
So Jesus used the first of the Ten Commandments.
Yesus ngagunakeun parentahna.
I am the Lord your God.
Kami Gusti Allah maneh.
You shall have no other gods before me.
Ulah aya Allah sejen dihareupeun kami.
To show this man that his God was his money.
Keur nuduhkeun ka jalma nu yen Allahna duit.
You cannot serve God and mammon.
Mal bisa manutan ka Allah jeung ka mamon.
So we see law of the proud.
Nempo hukumna mah pikeun kasombongan.
Then we see grace being given to the humble.
Anugrahna dibikeun ka nu handap asor.
In the case of Nicodemus.
Dina kasus Nicodemus.
Who was a humble Jew.
Urang Yahudi nu handap asor.
Who acknowledged the deity of the Son of God.
Ngaku ka pangeran putra Allah.
He was a teacher in Israel.
Anu ngajar di Israel.
So he obviously knew the law.
Jelas terangin hukum Torat.
And the law was a schoolmaster to bring this godly Jew to Christ.
Jeung hukumnya eta guru sakola anu mawa urang Yahudi ka nu saleh ka Kristus.
Same with the case of Nathanael in John 1.
Terwajeng kasus Nathanael dina Yohanes.
Who was an Israelite.
Manehna urang Israel.
Brought up under the law.
Manehna ngalakukeun hukum Torat.
He was an Israelite indeed.
Gede di hukum Torat.
Not just in word.
Lain saukur nyaritakeun.
And there was no deceit in his heart.
Gaya kapalsuan dina hatena.
And the law was a schoolmaster to bring this godly Jew to Christ.
Hukum nyata guru sakola nu mawa Yahudi nu saleh ka Kristus.
Same with the Jews on the day of Pentecost.
Darwajeng urang Yahudi dina waktu Pentakosta.
These were devout Jews.
Urang Yahudi nu saleh.
From every nation under heaven.
Mal saler bangsa di dunya.
Who therefore ate, drank, and slept God's law.
Nulantaran dahar nginum jeung sare jeung hukum Torat.
And the law was a schoolmaster to bring 3,000 to Christ.
Hukum teh guru sakola nu mawa 3,000 urang ka Kristus.
Now, 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 8, which we can turn to.
Hiji Timotius pasal hiji ayat 8.
Tells us once again what God's law is used for.
Ngajarkeun mangpaatna hukum Allah.
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 8 says.
Hiji Timotius pasal hiji ayat 8 nyarita.
But we know that the law is good.
Hukum Torat teh sae.
If it is used lawfully.
Lamun dipakena bener.
For the purpose for which it was designed.
Ka insapan keur saha hukum Torat dirancang.
What was the law designed for?
Keur saha hukum Torat dirancang.
Following verse tells us.
Aya saterusna mere nyaho.
Says the law was not made for the righteous but for sinners.
Hukum Torat teh lain keur nu bener tapi nu keur boga dosa.
It even lists the sinners.
Aya daftarna.
Homosexuals.
Nu homosek.
Fornicators.
Nu jina.
If you want to bring a homosexual to Christ, give him the Ten Commandments.
Keur ngahontalna dibere 10 hukum anu homosek oge.
Show him that he has sinned against God.
Tuduhkeun yen manehna.
Despite his perversion.
Tong nempo nu bedana dosa ngalawan Allah.
If you want to bring a Muslim to Christ.
Mun mah Muslim ka Kristus.
Muslims accept Moses as a prophet.
Manehna narima Musa hiji nabi.
Well, give them the law of Moses.
Mere hukum Musa.
And strip them of their self-righteousness.
Gentakeun maranehna kana ngabenerkeun sorangan.
Show them that God requires truth in the inward parts.
Tuduhkeun. Gusti mikah yang babeneran aya dina hatena.
The Bible is filled with examples.
Dina kitab suci loba contohna.
Of the law doing its work in evangelism.
Kumaha peran hukum dina ngabawarkeun Injil.
Think of the woman caught in the act of adultery.
Lenyepan hal anu katangkep keur jina.
The law called for her blood.
Hukuma supaya getihna.
Her only avenue was to fling herself at the feet of Jesus.
Kesempatan ngan sujud kasampeanana Yesus.
And that's the function of God's law.
Ia fungsi hukum Allah.
Paul spoke of being shut up under the law.
Paulus nyaritakeun kakurung ku hukum Taurat.
But you say you can't condemn sinners.
Siksarek anjeun teu tiasa ngahukum nu boga dosa.
They are already condemned.
Aranena geus dikawasaan ku hukum.
He that believes not is condemned already, Scripture says.
Sing sanu percaya moal dihukum ieu dawuhan Gusti.
Now, normally in this teaching I go through the Ten Commandments.
Wajar mun pangajaran ieu diteruskeun ka 10 hukum.
But it may be more practical for you.
Lebih praktis kanggo saderek.
If I share with you how I share my faith.
Lamun dibagikeun kumaha ngabagikeun iman pribadi.
Now, I'm a strong believer in following the example of Jesus.
Abdi nu percaya nu kuat ngiring Yesus.
Given to us in John chapter 4.
Nu dipasikeun ka urang dina Yohanes pasal 4.
When Jesus approached the woman at the well.
Atos Yesus nyaketan wanita di sisi sumur.
He spoke in the natural realm first.
Mimiti namanya rios kenu biasa.
So that's what I do.
Ieu nu sok dilakukeun teh.
I go up to someone and say, "Hi, how you doing?"
Mun pendak, "Hey, nuju damel naon?"
"What do you do for a job?"
"Keur ngadamel naon?"
And then I say, "Did you get one of these?"
Tetarasna, "Nah, tos kenging ieu nu kieu?"
Maybe I give him a gospel tract.
Beureun rek mere traktat Injil.
And then I carry in my pocket pennies with the Ten Commandments pressed into them.
Terus ngadok pesak nyokot duit receh jeung 10 hukum sarta debikeun.
But you don't really need one of these. All you need is something Christian.
Sabenerna lain eta tapi hanu kristiani.
And when they say it's Christian or you say that it's Christian.
Waktu maranehna nyahun Kristen atawa dibejaan.
You just say, "Do you think you've kept the Ten Commandments?"
Sadarek nahangan ukur nyimpen 10 hukum.
And this is usually what happens.
Biasana ieu nu kajadian.
Oh, pretty much.
Oh, sumuhun.
I haven't killed anyone.
Abdi mah can kungsi maehan.
I say, "Have you ever told a lie?"
Ceuk abdi, tapi ngabohong mah kungsi.
He says, "Yeah."
Jawabna, "Nya."
One or two.
Sabara kali.
I say, "What does that make you?"
Abdi nyarita eta ngadamel saderek jadi naon.
He says, "A sinner."
Jawabna, "Boga dosa."
I say, "More specifically, doesn't it make you a liar?"
Ceuk abdi mending ge, saderek teu jadi tukang bohong.
Is all no lie.
Abdi masan tukang bohong.
I say, "Well, how many lies do you have to tell to be a liar?"
Cek abdi kudu sabara kali ngabohong supaya jadi tukang bohong.
10 and suddenly a bell rings.
10 kali bel disada.
One lie makes you a liar, isn't that right?
Sakali oge mane bakal jadi tukang bohong.
He says, "Yeah."
Jawabna bener.
I say, "Have you ever stolen something?"
Abdi nyarita kungsi maling.
He says, "No."
Jawabna tara.
I say, "Come on, you've just told me you're a liar."
Tadi sadar nyarios jadi sok ngabohong.
"Have you ever stolen something even if it's small?"
Sadarek tara maling saeutik oge.
Say, "Yeah."
Jawabna bener.
Say, "What does that make you?"
Tapi bakalunana jadi naun.
He says, "A thief."
Omongna, bangsat.
Say, "Do you know Jesus said if you look at a woman and lust after her, you commit adultery with her in your heart?"
Sauri Yesus lamun poawewe terus bogoh, eta teh jinah dina hate.
So have you ever done that?
Darerek kungsi kitu?
He says, "Yeah, plenty of times."
Jawabna sering.
Say, "From your own admission, you're a lying, thieving, adulterer at heart."
Upangakuan bieu saderek teh tukang bohong, bangsat, sarta jinah dina hate.
And you have to face God on Judgment Day.
Saderek kudu mayunan pangeran dina poe akhir.
And we've only looked at 3 of the 10 commandments.
Kurang kekara 3 ti 10 hukum.
If you hate someone, you commit murder in your heart.
Tapi mun mikangewa saderek tos maehan dina hate.
And as you go through the commandments,
waktu urang asup ka hukum-hukum,
they leave us all guilty.
Nyieun urang boga salah.
And the wonderful thing that happens,
kacida indahna,
is that the work of the law is written in their hearts.
Waktu hukum eta ditulis dina hate.
It says it in Romans 2 verse 15.
Dina Roma 2 ayat 15.
It says the conscience bears witness.
Atena milu nyaksikeun.
Conscience means with knowledge.
Roh hate teh kanyao.
Con means with.
Con hartina ku.
And science is knowledge.
Ilmu pengetahuan eta teh kanyao.
So whenever he's lied or stolen or lusted.
Jadi irah wae ngabohong maling atawa ngalajur nafsu.
He's known in his heart, but he's done wrong.
Dina hate nama ngaku.
So on the day of judgment, he will be without excuse.
Jadi dina poean penghakiman teu bisa ekol deui.
So the law brings the knowledge of sin.
Jadi hukum mere pengetahuan hal dosa.
You may identify with us, some of you ladies.
Ye urang identifikasikeun ka awewe.
You dust your table down in the morning.
Ibu ngabersihan meja isuk-isuk.
It's a clean table.
Meja geus bersih.
Then you draw back the curtains.
Tang geus kerena dibuka.
And let in the early morning sunlight.
Cinar panonpoe nyerot.
What do you see on the table?
Naonu katempo ku si ibu?
Dust.
Kekebul.
What do you see in the air?
Naonu katempo di luhur?
Dust.
Kekebul.
Did the light create the dust?
Nah, caang nu ngayakeun kekebul?
Oh no, the light merely exposed the dust.
Lain malah cahaya pangna jadi katempo kekebul.
When you and I take the time to draw back the curtains of the Holy of Holies,
mun saderek jeung abdi mukakeun kereut tinu Maha Suci,
it lets the light of God's law shine upon the sinner's heart.
Cahaya ti hukum Allah baris nyorot kanu boga dosa.
So he can see himself in truth.
Bisa nempo dirina dina bebeneran.
The commandment is a lamp.
Parentah telir lampu.
And the law is light.
Hukum caangna.
That's why Paul says, by the commandment,
kita sabna Paulus nyarios ku hukum Taurat,
sin became exceedingly sinful.
Dosa dinyatakeun.
In other words, the law showed him
atawa hukum Taurat nuduhkeun dosa,
sin in its true light.
Dina caang bebeneran.
And someone who has this knowledge
nyoboga bebeneran
can now understand
ayeuna mangarti
that God is angry at them.
Yen Gusti teh wara kamaranehna.
That His wrath abides upon them.
Warana kamaranehna.
They can see their weight in the balance.
Kalerangan maranehna ditimbang.
Of eternal justice.
Dina panghakiman langgeng.
And found wanting.
Kanyawan salah.
And they can therefore understand.
Kulantaran eta jadi ngarti.
Why Jesus had to die.
Nah, Yesus kedah pupus.
Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law.
Kristus geus nebus tina sapa hukum Taurat.
Being made a curse for us.
Geganti urang.
God commended His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Kulantaran Kristus geus pupus keur urang waktu urang boga dosa eta lantaran kaasihna Allah.
We broke the law.
Urang ngarempak hukum Taurat.
He paid the fine.
Mantana nu mayar dendana.
The moment we repent and accept,
tunarima sarta tobat,
what He did on the cross,
naonu dilakukeun di kayu palang,
we're free from the wrath of God.
Urang dibebaskeun tina marah Allah.
Charles Spurgeon, the great preacher from 100 years ago,
ari khotbah 100 taun nu kaliwat,
said they will never accept grace,
nyarita maranehna moal meunang anugrah,
until they tremble before a holy and just law.
Nepi ka ngageter di hareupeun hukum anu suci sarta adil.
They'll never take the cure.
Moal dicagerkeun.
Unless they first convinced they have the disease.
Yen maranehna gering, hukum gerak.
The law works.
Nepi ka yakin.
It converts the soul.
Yen jiwa-jiwa tarobat.
It makes a man a new creature in Christ.
Yen manusia jadi ciptaan anyar di jero Kristus.
He puts his hand to the plow.
Mantenanya pengguluku.
And he doesn't look back.
Teunempo ka tukang.
Because he's fit for the kingdom.
Saluyu, saluyu kanggo kerajaan.
So why don't you find yourself a sinner?
Nah, saderek teu ngaku dosa jeung ngajaran.
And experiment on him.
Tempo na aya hasilna.
Just try it out.
Ngan ngajaran.
See if it works. Jesus gave the example.
Yesus masihan contoh.
Follow it.
Turutan.
If someone comes to you and says,
ayan nyarita ka saderek,
I'm just a terrible sinner.
Abdi loba dosa.
I've committed adultery.
Jina.
I've got lust burning in my heart.
Ngalajur nafsu dina hate.
I'm filled with jealousy and hatred.
Binuku syirik sarta mikaijid.
Give them grace.
Pasihan maranena anugrah.
But more than likely,
ting sering,
you'll find people saying,
bagal manggih anu nyata, anu nyarita.
I'm really a good person.
Jalma soleh.
A lot of people worse than me.
Jeurnu jahat langkung ti abdi.
They go about to establish their own righteousness.
Maranehna nyin bebeneran sorangan.
Being ignorant of the righteousness which is of God.
Ngabaikeun bebeneran nu asal ti Allah.
So you must give them that light.
Kaderek kudu mere maranehna cahaya.
God doesn't want you to get decisions.
Allah teu mikarep saderek teu boga kaputusan.
He wants people to be saved.
Miharep sakabehna selamat.
And for that, they need repentance.
Ikan eta perlu tobat.
And they will not repent
maranehna mah tobat
if they don't know what sin is.
Dinyarahun naon dosa teh.
So as I said,
seperti nu diceritakeun,
try it out.
Cobaan deui.
But as you do,
waktu sadarek ngalakukeunana,
remember this one story.
Caritana.
You're sitting on a plane.
Kada kerdiuk dina kapal udara.
Enjoying the flight.
Ngarasakeun ngeunahna di awang-awang.
When suddenly you hear,
jug-jug aya suara.
This is your captain speaking.
Abdi kapten rek ngumumkeun.
I have an announcement to make.
Nu diumumkeun.
As the tail section has just fallen off this plane,
buntutna kapal udara geus murag.
We're about to crash.
Kurang bakal agrag.
We're 25,000 feet in the air.
Luhurna 25,000 kaki.
There's a parachute under your seat.
Yanapun korsi aya parasut.
So we'd appreciate if you put it on.
Sok parak ka kusarerea.
Thank you for your attention.
Nuhun perhatianana.
And thank you for flying with this airline.
Perusahaan kapal udara ieu.
You put your parachute on and say, boy, am I glad to be wearing a parachute.
Aya nu nyarita, atau pisan aya parasut.
You look next to you, the guy next to you is watching the movie.
Nu gigiran mah keur nonton film.
Say, excuse me, didn't you hear the captain?
Punten, nah teu ngadangu pengumuman ti kapten.
Put the parachute on.
Anggo parasut.
He turns and says,
"Aliak beri nyerita.
I really don't think the captain means it.
Manawi tesanes kitu.
Besides, I'm quite happy as I am, thanks.
Abdi marasap kieu bae nuhun.
Well, don't turn to him.
Teuna naon.
And say, please.
Omongna, tulung.
Put the parachute on.
Pake parasutna.
It'll be better than the movie.
Yeuh nu hade tiumbatan film.
It doesn't make sense.
Teu kaharti.
If you tell him to put the parachute on,
mun nita make parasut.
Because it'll improve the flight.
Dengan gancangan lajuna kapal udara.
He's going to put it on for a wrong motive.
Manehna bakal makena nu motifnya salah.
If you want to put it on and keep it on.
Supaya dipakena tapi terus disimpan.
Tell him about the jump.
Ejaan hal luncat.
Excuse me. Jump without a parachute.
Luncat nantara make parasit pun ten abdimah.
Splat.
Ubrag.
He says, I'm sorry, I beg your pardon.
Dan bae balikan deui.
I said, if you jump without a parachute,
mun saderek luncat teu make parasut,
law of gravity,
hukum gaya tarik bumi,
on the ground,
katana,
he says, goodness me,
omongna untung pisan,
I see what you're saying,
ngarti naon anu diceritakeun,
oh, thank you very much,
atur nuhun pisan,
and as long as that man knows,
talilana manehna ngarti,
as long as he has knowledge,
yang tahu gemi boga pangarti.
But he has passed through the door.
Yang manehna baris kaluar ngaliwatan panto.
And face the consequences.
Narima akibatna.
Of breaking the law of gravity.
Ngalawan hukum gaya tarik bumi.
There's no way you're going to get that parachute off his back.
Wacara saja yang kajabati kudu nyokot parasut.
Because his very life depends on it.
Sebab hirupna ngagantungkan kadinya.
If you look around, you'll find there are multitudes of passengers enjoying the flight.
Upama nampo sakurilangeunana bakal manggi nu saja nikmati penerbangan.
They're enjoying the pleasures of sin for a season.
Aranehna keur senang dina dosa anu sakeudeung.
Say, excuse me.
Kaderek nyarita hapunten abdi.
Did you hear the command from the captain of our salvation? Put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Na saderek ngabandungan hal kaselamatan ti kapten, pake Gusti Yesus Kristus.
He turns to you and says,
manehna ngalieuk sarta ngomong,
I really don't think God means it.
Abdi teu ngarti kitu nya maksud Allah.
God is love.
Allah teu kasih.
Besides, I'm quite happy as I am, thanks.
Bagja ayeuna mah nuhun.
Don't turn to him with zeal without knowledge.
Langiring anjeuna nu hal nu narik nu teu make pengetahuan.
And say please.
Sartanya nyarita tuh tulungan.
Give your heart to Jesus.
Pastikeun hate ka Yesus.
He'll give you peace, joy, love, fulfillment. Anjeuna
masihan katengtreman, kabungahan, kadeudeu sarta sugema.
Fill the God shaped vacuum in your heart.
Kosongna hate ku rencana Allah.
Heal your marriage.
Anu malikeun pernikahan saderek.
Help your alcohol problem.
Hubungan kecanduan alkohol.
Help your drug problem.
Cekkeun masalah narkoba.
Take away your loneliness.
Kasepian saderek.
Just give your heart to Jesus.
Nganumikeun ka hate Yesus.
No, you give him a wrong motive for his commitment.
Omongkeun Gusti pasihan abdi kawantun.
Instead say, God, give me courage.
Mal bade masikeun motif nu salah keur kasatianana.
And tell him about the jump.
Kumaha luncatna.
Say, if you die without the Savior.
Omongkeun luncat maut teu boga juru salamet.
It's appointed a man wants to die.
Ditangtukeun maut teh ngan sakali.
And after this the judgment.
Geus kitu aya panghakiman.
If you've lusted, you've committed adultery.
Saderek ngalajur nafsu eta teh zina.
If you've hated someone, you've committed murder.
Mun mikangewa eta teh maehan.
You told one lie, you're a liar.
Mun ngabohong engke dina amarah.
On the day of wrath.
Panunggul tina penghakiman langgeng kana saderek.
Fist of eternal justice will come down upon you.
Hancurkan saderek nepi ka rajet.
And grind you to pieces.
Gusti ngaberkahan.
God bless. Now I'm not talking about hellfire preaching.
Kurang tehot bangunan sinu neraka.
Hellfire preaching will produce fear-filled converts.
Sabab hasilna percaya nate lantaran siun.
Using God's law will produce tear-filled converts.
Ngagunakan hukum Taurat ngahasilkan jalma jadi percaya nucaruri.
This one comes merely to escape the fires of hell.
Di mata nu nyalametkeun teh.
And because the law wasn't used to show him he deserves hell.
Kulantaran hukum teh digunakeun keur nuduhkeun maranehna calon neraka.
He doesn't appreciate God's mercy.
Penghargaan rahmat Allah.
There's no gratitude in his heart.
Eueuh rasa syukur.
But this one comes knowing he sinned against heaven.
Nyahun manehna teh boga dosa ngalawan sorga.
He's violated the law of a holy God.
Geus ngarempak hukum Allah anu suci.
And on the day of justice,
dina poe penghakiman,
if God was to lay out all his sins as evidence of his guilt,
Gusti ngebrekeun sakabeh dosa tanda bukti kesalahan,
Almighty God in his holiness,
Allah anu maha kawasa maha suci,
would pick him up as an unclean thing,
bakal nyokot seperti nu kotor,
and cast him into hell.
Gebruskeunana ka neraka.
But instead he's given him heaven.
Tapi sabalikna anjeunna masihan surga.
He's commanded his love toward him, and what is it a sinner Christ died for?
Mertayakeun kanyahna ka kamarane supaya nyerahun Kristus teh pupus akeurna.
Falls on his knees.
Manehna sujud.
In the blood-sodden soil of Calvary's cross.
Dina tanah jeung jukut nu getihna tina salib di Kalvari.
He cries, "Oh God, if you do that for me, I'll do anything for you."
Du Gusti upami mi damel kanggo abdi naon bae baris dilakukeun kanggo salira.
He says, "I delight to do your will, oh my God."
Abdi rido mi damel kanggo kahoyong Gusti.
Your law is written upon my heart.
Hukum Gusti aya di nu hate.
And like the man who knew he had to pass through the door.
Saperti lalaki nu nyaho kudu ngaliwatan panto.
Face the consequences of breaking the law of gravity.
Akibat ngalawan hukum gaya tarik bumi.
Would never take the parachute off because his very life depends on it.
Ya aya nu ngalesetkeun parasut lantaran hirupna gumantung ka eta.
So he who comes to the Savior.
Jadi manehna nu kudu datang ka juru salamet.
Knowing he has to face the holy God on the day of wrath.
Datang mayunan Allah anu maha suci dina poe amarana.
Never forsake the righteousness of God in Christ.
Tekungsi ngantunkeun Allah sareng Kristus.
Because his very life depends on it.
Abu kahirupanana gumantung ka eta.
Such converts become soul winners.
Jalma percaya model eta jadi unggul jiwana.
Not pew warmers.
Lain sekadar loba di gereja.
Laborers.
Pagawe.
Not layabouts.
Lain nu nenggelan jalma sakurilingna.
Assets.
Asset.
Not liabilities.
Lain nu pasif.
For the local church.
Di gereja setempat.
Let's bear in prayer as we close.
Mangga urang tumungkul keur nutup sasi ieu.
Father, we pray that we'd be as the Bereans.
Rama abdi ngadoa supados abdi sapertos urang Berea.
And search the scriptures to see if these things are so.
Nyitenan kitab suci kanggo ningal anu leres.
And that we'd examine ourselves.
Urang abdi bade ningal diri pribadi.
To see if we're in the faith.
Abdi gaduh iman. Rama.
Father, if we're not,
upaminte,
let us make our calling and election sure.
Upados aya kaputusan sarta milih keur yakin.
By crying out, "God, forgive me, I'm a sinner."
Rang nyebut Gusti hampura abdi pinuh ku dosa.
By exercising repentance towards God,
tobat ka Gusti dilebet jenenganana.
And faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ.
Iman ka Gusti abdi Yesus Kristus.
In His name we pray.
Abdi ngadoa.
Amen.
Amen.